Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is part two of My Cat Hippo, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. If you haven't already, tune in to part one released earlier this week so you're all caught up. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Lilo and her family in Freiburg, Germany, Frankie Jane and her family in Lawrence, Kansas, Jade and Eden Sivers and their family in Lake Arrowhead, Sawyer and Harrison and their family in Greenville, South Carolina, Owen, Luca, Jake the dog, and Mochi the hamster, and the rest of their family in Bainbridge Island, Washington, and Sierra, Sage, Summer, and Savannah, and their family in Sedalia, Colorado. Thank you so much, Savannah, Summer, Sage, Sierra, Mochi the hamster, Jake the dog, Luca, Owen, Harrison, Sawyer, Eden, Jade, Frankie Jane, and Lilo. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Great children's books open up new worlds for discovery. With Literati Kids, your child can explore uncharted places every month with spellbinding stories handpicked by experts. Literati Kids is a try before you buy subscription book club. Each month, Literati delivers 5 vibrantly illustrated children's books, bringing the immersive magic of reading right into your home. Literati's age-based book clubs ensure appropriate reads for your budding bookworm, whether they're snuggling with you for story time or letting their imagination roam free. Each book bundle is thoughtfully tailored by education experts with 5 stories meant to spark new interests and nurture a healthy curiosity. From art and adventure to tales of compassion, each Literati box follows a new, enriching theme. Dan's daughter Grace is a big reader, and she absolutely loved her Literati box. It even came with custom book plates, which made it extra special. With personalized extras like stickers, surprises, and special guest artwork, every Literati box is a fun and fresh adventure. Head to literati.com/stories for 25% off your first 2 orders. Select your child's book club and start them on a literary journey like no other. Literati.com/stories is the only place to find 25% of your first 2 orders of this one-of-a-kind book subscription, the most joyful way to foster a lifelong love of learning. That's literati.com/stories.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! My Cat Hippo, Part 2. Some days are hard. Sometimes you wake up and everything's off and you just want to go back to bed. Some days everyone makes you angry and it's all you can do to not scream and shout. And some days you wake up and your cat turns into a rapidly growing monster the size of your school and you ride it home and then the police come and threaten to tranquilize it with darts. Leah was having that last kind of day. Her Mima had told her the cure to the spell. Strangely enough, she had to get her giant cat, Hippo, to eat an entire cantaloupe. She wasn't sure how to manage that, but first things first, she had to make sure the police didn't attack him. "Officer, wait!" Leah called out, running into the street in front of her house. Swarms of police officers, cars flashing red and blue, had set up a barricade around a now giant hippo. "That's my cat!"
"Not now, little girl," one said. "Shouldn't you be in kindergarten or preschool or something?"
"Ugh, I'm not a baby. I'm just small."
"Whatever, just clear out. This thing could be dangerous."
"Listen," Leah said. "This is my cat."
Your cat? What in the world have you been feeding it?
It was a cookie.
It was a lot more than one cookie, the officer said, staring up at the cat.
It's, well, listen, I know how to fix him, she said. We need to get him to eat a cantaloupe.
The officers all looked at her like she was crazy.
Hasn't he had enough to eat?
One asked.
No, it's magic. Just trust me, okay?
Well, I've never seen a 100-foot cat before, so I believe that it's magic. Just hurry up and try whatever you're gonna try.
I have a cantaloupe in the fridge, a neighbor said.
She ran inside and came out a moment later, passing it to an officer. He took the big melon in his hands and looked up at the giant cat, who was licking his lips.
You sure this'll work?
He asked Leah.
Yeah, pretty sure, she said.
The officer walked past the police cars, ducked under the yellow tape, and walked up in front of Hippo's massive face.
Kitty, he said. I have a treat for you.
Hippo glanced at him and then swatted with his giant paw. The officer went flying across the street and landed in the neighbor's shrubs, his hat and uniform crooked and dirty.
Maybe I should try, Leah said. He trusts me.
Okay, but be careful, kid, the officer replied.
Leah took the cantaloupe and brought it to Hippo.
Hey, buddy, she said. I've got a little snack for you.
Meow,
the cat said, and he leaned down and sniffed at the melon in her hands. Careful not to hurt her, he pulled it into his mouth.
Good kitty.
A second later, he shot it back out. The melon and a bucket's worth of spit fell back into Leah's lap.
He doesn't like the taste, she said. Come on, Hippo, you gotta eat it.
The cat realized what was happening, and all of a sudden he darted down the street. Even though he was huge, he still ran with the gentle grace of a cat, his paws avoiding cars and people, though his tail did sweep a few pedestrians off the sidewalks.
I should have remembered, Leah said to the police. He hates taking his pills.
I think it's time to call in the National Guard, said the officer. We can load a ton of tranquilizer into a bazooka or something. See if we can't knock this thing out.
No, you can't shoot my cat, Leah said.
Who let this kid in here? Another cop said. This is getting dangerous. Someone send her back to daycare.
I don't belong in daycare, she shouted. I'm 10 years old. I'm just small. Hippo is my cat, so you better listen.
The officers all turned to look at her, and she thought for a moment before an idea struck her.
Oh, fish!
Come again?
Well, he hates taking his pills, so I usually wrap them in these fish treats he loves. A cantaloupe is basically a giant pill, so we just need some fish to wrap it in. Like a whole bunch of fish.
The police looked at her for a long time, mouths hanging open.
We need to go. Now, now, now!
The officers sprung into motion.
Right. Car one, you hit the fish market. Get all the salmon and tuna you can haul. Car two, you go get backup. I'm talking firefighters, EMTs, anyone you can. Car three, you take this girl and follow that cat. Let's go!
Leah hopped in the police car and they took off down the road. Hippo's trail was easy to follow. They just had to look out for the staring crowds and hay bale-sized tufts of shed fur. They found him scratching himself against a towering building downtown, purring so loudly the windows were rattling. People didn't seem to know how to react. Thousands of them were milling around, staring and pointing and taking videos with their phones. Others seemed to think Hippo was Godzilla, and they were running away as fast as they could. For his part, Hippo just watched them all go without much of a care. He rubbed himself against buildings, lapped water from the river, and then wandered onto the giant bridge out of town. The cars were packed bumper to bumper, horns blaring, and Hippo froze, ears twitching.
Oh no,
Leah said.
What is it?
The officer asked.
It's his favorite game.
As they watched, Hippo leapt onto the bridge, making the entire structure groan and sway over the river. People shouted and ran from their cars, but others were packed too tightly to open their doors. Hippo walked over to a blue van on the edge of the bridge, ears twitching wildly now, and then started to slide it towards the edge. It ground across the pavement a foot at a time, and the cat looked at it mischievously, like it was no more than a cup of water on Leah's desk.
Hurry! We gotta stop him!
The police car hit the sirens and slid full speed onto the bridge. A dozen other cars stopped right behind them, sirens blaring.
We've got the fish, said an officer. We got the fish, said an officer. What do we do now?
We gotta bring it to the cat on the bridge,
another said. Above them, a new helicopter was circling. It distracted Hippo from knocking the car off for a minute, but he swatted at it and it had to veer away. Hippo turned back towards the van, slowly pushing it towards the edge of the bridge with one truck-sized paw.
It's too packed with traffic.
I'll go,
Leah said, watching the car grind closer to falling hundreds of feet into the river.
What?
No, it's too dangerous. You're too small.
That was enough. Leah was too tired of being too small. She wasn't going to let her cat hurt anyone, and she wasn't going to let them shoot him full of tranquilizer either.
He's my cat, she said, snatching up the bag of fish in one arm, the cantaloupe tucked under the other. Try and stop me.
She darted forward, slipping between two parked cars and running down a narrow alley in the traffic.
Stop! Hey, someone stop her!
The police called, but they didn't fit between the gridlock. Leah knew it was up to her.
Hippo, quit it!
She called, skidding to a stop in front of her cat. The cat looked at her, ears quivering and tail swaying. He had the van right up against the edge of the bridge now. Inside, Leah could see a couple clutching at each other in the front seat. Leah set down the cantaloupe and then emptied the bag of fish over the top of it. She had thought his salmon-scented treats smelled bad, but this was much, much worse.
Look, buddy, I got you a treat!
The cat paused, leaning down close. One paw still on the van, he sniffed at the pile of fish. He looked at her and purred.
That's right. It's for you, Hippo.
The giant cat, whiskers thick as ropes now, leaned in and nuzzled her.
Eat up, boy!
The van forgotten, Hippo leaned in and ate all of the fish in a single bite. He took the cantaloupe along with it and swallowed it all with a slurp. Behind them, the sirens wailed, cars honked their horns, and the police shouted back and forth. Leah counted to 10, but Hippo didn't seem to shrink at all.
Sorry, kid, came a new voice.
It was a man in military camo with a helmet on and radio strapped to his armored vest.
The police caught me up. I know this is your cat, but it's going to destroy the city. We gotta tranquilize it and bring it to a lab.
No, Leah said. He's a good boy.
I'm sure he is, said the soldier. But even the goodest boy can't be hundreds of feet tall without causing a little destruction.
He unclipped the radio from his vest.
Chopper Unit 9, you have go. Take it down. I repeat, take it down.
A helicopter, this one much larger than the small news chopper, rose up from underneath the bridge. On its belly, there was a huge cannon mounted, loaded with a giant tranquilizer harpoon. The helicopter hovered up in the air until it was level with Hippo's neck. The cat looked at it curiously, head cocked to one side.
Hippo, look out!
Leah shouted, but the cat's head was too high up to hear her now.
Take the shot, the soldier yelled.
The cannon puffed smoke and the harpoon launched at the cat, speeding through the air with a roar. Hippo looked at it and was transfixed. He couldn't seem to move a muscle.
Hippo, no!
Leah called. But then, something amazing happened. Before their very eyes, the cat started to shrink. A foot, 2 feet, and then a dozen. The harpoon whistled harmlessly through the empty air where Hippo's head had been just a moment before and crashed into the river. Hippo turned back to his normal size with a pop, still a dozen feet in the air.
Hippo, I've got you!
Leah dove and caught Hippo in her arms, the pair tumbling across the concrete and then coming to a stop, panting hard.
Meow!
Hippo said, nuzzling into Leah's chest.
I got you, boy, she said, hugging him close. I got you.
Someone got out of their car and let out a whoop of celebration, and then the whole bridge burst into applause. A few minutes later, the police caught up with her, panting hard. They had had to climb up and over and through the traffic.
You did it, they said. You actually did it. Look at that little guy.
Leah stood up, Hippo still held close to her chest.
Thanks for the help.
Good thing you were so small. You got right through all the traffic.
Yeah, Leah said. I guess it was a good thing.
Gotta say, you got a big heart, kid.
Leah beamed, and Hippo burped, sudden, long, and loud. It went on and on until everyone couldn't help but laugh. And the whole bridge smelled like fish and melon. The end. Today's story, part 2 of My Cat Hippo, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.